And this morning, delighted to have on the phone Matt Pritchard, formerly from Dirty Sanchez, but now Dirty Vegan. Matt, hello, mate.
What's happening, Darren? You all right?
Yeah, very well, mate. Please be warned, we are on the radio, so language barriers up.
Yeah, no worries.
So, for those that don't know who you are, just give us a refresh, because there will be a certain demographic of a certain age that will remember Dirty Sanchez, and you were one of the Dirty Sanchez boys. So tell us a bit about your background then.
Yeah, I was skateboarder first, and then skateboarding went to Dirty Sanchez, and that was basically four friends, me, Dayton, Pancho and Joycey, and I spent 10 years really, a decade of just doing really stupid daft stunts and messing around and partying and just being reckless really. And then that was Sanchez. And then I sort of found fitness, and I went down that road. And then I turned vegan, and now I'm doing a cooking show on BBC.
Mate, I just think it's such a turnaround. Let's go back to the Sanchez days. First of all, I can't believe you did that for 10 years.
Well, I'd say 15, really, because me and Dayton were still on the road touring and stuff. So I'd say a good 15 years of, chaos.
And it was chaos. It was it structured chaos, or was it just chaos as it happened?
It was a bit of both, really. I think when we were filming with MTV, we sort of knew what we had to do and go and get. But outside of filming, it was just you were young, reckless. Yeah, it was. There were mental times, but they were good times.
I remember when I used to work for a radio station in Cardiff called Red Dragon. Do you remember Red Dragon?
Yeah, I remember Red Dragon. Of course, I do.
This is years ago, and one of the chaps that worked on my show, Rhys, he was known as Father Rhys the Sticker Vicar. I remember you coming in just at the peak of Dirty Sanchez, and you did that trick where you put the... it's not exactly a trick. It's just a ridiculous thing to do. You put a big elastic band around somebody's head, and then you literally pulled the elastic band back and let it ping on the forehead, and Rhys had this massive red mark across his forehead for about a week and a half.
That stuff hurts, man. It's not just the fact that it hurts, like you said, it stays around for a week and a half. And we did it to Jonathan Davis once, me and Dink, and the rugby commentator.
Yeah.
And we pulled it back, and he had such a red blotcher, and he had grandstand the next day commentating on in front of the cameras about the Six Nations, and he was in makeup for 2 hours.
I love
that. Absolutely
brilliant. So when you sort of put together the programme, did you actually plan it? Did you have ideas about what you were going to do? Was it and how did you come up with these ideas? Was it just let's open a few tinnies and then we'll come up with some stupid ideas when we're drunk?
A lot of people think that a lot of the stuff we did drunk, but all the main stuff was done sober. And it was, some of it was planned. Obviously, the big stuff had to be planned. But a lot of it, like the drunk stuff, was just spontaneous. Sort of, wouldn't it be good if we'd, and the Sanchez rule was, if you said it, you had to do it. So if we just come out about it, we just put us in a situation and some rubbish would come up and we'd end up doing it, and that's all.
Okay, so Dirty Sanchez, if you've never seen it before, do a search on YouTube or dig out some of the old videos and DVDs, because they were absolutely insane. But now, complete change of heart for you. You've discovered fitness, and you've discovered that being a vegan is a much better, healthy lifestyle. Why the change?
Well, there's only a certain amount of years you can fill your body full of narcotics, alcohol and partying and stuff, and it just started affecting my mental health many years ago, and I just looked like an absolute mess. And I did the half marathon when I was 15. So I wonder if I can still run the half. So I started training for that, and I just really enjoyed it, and I sort of changed my addictions from the partying addictions to the fitness addictions instead, and just made me feel so much better.
How old are you now, mate?
46.
Okay, so you've sorted yourself out. You've now got a TV cooking show. Tell us about this for those that haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I left school and I studied to be a chef. I had a bad experience, put me off. Cut long story short, obviously my life was completely different to the cooking. And then I turned vegan for the animals, and then I watched Cowspiracy, and it opened my eyes to many more reasons why I should be vegan. And I started getting back into cooking again, and I started really enjoying cooking, and I started my own YouTube channel, because it's something I'd like to have done, but I was just kind of confident to do it. And I just thought, I saw that, I did some research. There was all the vegan channels on there were pretty boring. And I thought, oh, I'm going to shake it up a bit here. So I started my own thing. I had a laugh doing it. Others liked it. And then the BBC sort of called me in, and they wanted to do a vegan show for BBC Wales. And that just happened to be the first vegan show to be on TV, which was brilliant.
And has that aired yet?
Yeah, it's aired on BBC Wales. It came out January. And then we had 4 episodes, and we're in the process of waiting on series 2 now.
Is it going to go to Network BBC?
With BBC Wales and interested, obviously, because they did the first one. And I think that's why we're waiting so long, because we're trying to get on Network. And I think they just responded to an email the other day. So fingers crossed. If we do, brilliant. It would be great for veganism and great for the show. Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. The whole veganism thing over the last 2 years has really gone to a whole new level, hasn't it?
I think that's thanks to the net, social media channels and stuff, and a lot of people are starting to wake up and realise that dairy milk, cow's milk is for cars, not for humans. And people are just waking up a lot more. I mean, I'm not going to preach and tell people you must do it, because at the end of the day, everyone's got their own choice. But I found, by turning vegan, I have found massive health benefits. I feel great. And obviously, it helps a lot with my training as well.
Yeah. So how much training are you actually doing at the moment?
Well, not as much as what I should be doing. So I've got the biggest challenge of my life coming up at the end of July, which is a DECA. And it's a continuous, basically 10 Ironmans in 10 days. And it's the whole, all the swimming one, which is 25 miles. Oh. And then you get out the swim and you cycle 1,200 miles. And then you get off your bike and you run 270 miles. That's all going to be finished within 350 hours. So I'm doing a bit of training at the moment, yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of a feat, that is. Are you going to be filming that one?
No, I'm just doing it for a bit of fun.
As you do. Yeah. Oh, mate, I might have to follow that one, because I know you're working closely with the Daffodil Girls, Sharon and Livy, in Taunton. So we'll be all over that one for you like a rash. So hopefully we'll catch up then.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to see all of them again, just follow me on Instagram. It's Pritchard, SWID. And happy days. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, no, mate. Look, is there any websites or anything you want to push while you're on?
Yeah, dirtyvegan.com and allnothingevents.com. So we've got our own Sleeping the Dead triathlon, which is May the 26th in Ballybados. So, yeah,
cool.
All good.
All right, then, mate. My guest on the phone is Matt Pritchard, the Dirty Vegan. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Cheers, mate. Take it easy. Bye.